Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cherub CDH Radio.
Hi, everyone. I am Cherub's president and founder, Dawn Ireland, and today we're going to talk about Capitol Hill, and we've got two guests with us today. We have Dave Finger and Josh Hensley. Are you there, gentlemen?
Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Dave. How are you? Hi, Josh.
Pretty good.
Good, good. How about you, Josh? How are you doing?
Great. Don't have to work today.
That's always a good thing. Well, we're going to get started. We're just going to dive right into what we've been doing on Capitol Hill. And this is our fifth year going to D.C. lobbying for CDH. The first year we had parades around the country, and Josh, you were in charge of one of those parades, and then we had quite a few families in D.C., and we marched, and we hope to march again next year. But this year we are concentrating fully on lobbying. It's 100% all about getting some legislation through for these kids so that we can make a real difference in awareness and research funding. And what we've been doing every year is we have been asking Congress to pass resolutions for CDH Awareness Month for the month of April for the past 5 years. And we are very blessed to have had quite a bit of support up on the Hill to get that through unanimously the past several years in the Senate and introduced in the on the floor of the House, and it's also been introduced on the floor of the Senate as well. We had a huge supporter with Jeff Sessions in the Senate, but Jeff has gotten a promotion, so we are working with other senators this year. Ben Cardin is sponsoring our legislation in the Senate this year, and we have a great friend in Congressman George Holding, who has been our sponsor for several years in the House. And George Holding is from Wake Forest, so he's a hometown boy from right here in North Carolina, and he's been to the office, and he's met families, and he's held babies, and he's a great guy, and we're really happy and appreciative of all his support. So I'm going to ask you guys a few questions, and first off, Dave, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do and how you work with us.
Sure. So I live in Hyattsville, Maryland, right outside of D.C. I am a registered lobbyist. For my job, I actually lobby on behalf of Volunteer Fire Service. But my daughter Vivian was born with CDH in March of 2015, and after that first year of kind of, being there with her and just kind of working through some things with her, I got involved with Cherubs, wanted to see if there was anything I could do on the legislative lobbying end. So for about a year now, I've been working as kind of a volunteer lobbyist with Cherubs, which has been a great experience for me. Both in terms of being able to do something to, help the kids, and also just really learning about the kind of health policy side, which isn't really my forte, but it's been an interesting experience, and it's been great working, Dawn, with you and Josh and everybody at Cherubs.
Well, we really appreciate everything you're doing, Dave. You've been such a huge help to us having someone right there on the Hill who's able to fill in for me at meetings, not just on the Hill, but NIH, and to have someone who has been through CDH, and you're so professional, and you're so wonderful to work with, and we rave about you in the office all the time, Jason, and I just think you hang the moon up there, so thank you for all you do for us. We really appreciate it. Josh, tell us
yes.
A little bit about who you are and what you do and your experiences on the Hill.
Oh, boy. So I had two daughters, both born with CDH. Evie was born in June of 2007. She was only with us for 14 hours. There was a lot of some complications that prevented ECMO and some of the other things. And then Allie was born in February of 2009. And unfortunately, you know, she passed away as well after 15 months. She complications of CDH, had a heart attack. We didn't find Cherubs until long after, well, I guess not long, but until after both of them had passed away. So we were kind of on our own. So when we found Cherubs, we just kind of jumped in with both feet. And I went to D.C. I think the first time I went to D.C. was 4 years ago. I believe I missed the first year. And ever since that first trip and just the experience of meeting with a congressman and being able to share our stories and lobby for support for all of these children and really see a tangible difference being made, I've made it a priority every single year. I haven't missed a D.C. trip since. And it's just fantastic to meet with these offices and these representatives and congressmen and their aides and explain to them who we are, what we do, what CDH is, and really bring to light, CDH is this defect that is so devastating and yet no one has heard of, to make a difference that way for the entire community.
And you definitely are, and we appreciate everything you're doing in Washington and across the board, Josh. You're a wonderful volunteer for the charity, and we really appreciate you. Now, the first time we went to D.C., honestly, we had no idea what we're doing. We kind of piecemealed everything together. Everything we do at Chairs, we literally have no idea what we're doing until we figure it out. There's been no one to instruct us on how to push forward for the cause, so it's been trial and error. But it was very intimidating to say, we're going to go to D.C. and we're going to go to Capitol Hill and we're going to fight for these babies and get some legislation passed. And it was extremely intimidating. It, for a charity leader, for me, it was very intimidating. And for our families, even more so, because, you know, if the leader doesn't know what she's doing, how's the family supposed to know, right? But the great thing about our cause and our charity is we're persistent and we learn as we go and we just keep moving forward, and that's what we've done. And it was so helpful to have a senator who took us under his wing, and because this is a very personal cause for him, to help us. That made it so, so much easier. We're so grateful to Jeff Sessions for that, and his family and his staff. They were just incredible, and we already miss his staff and him up there in the Senate. Now, those first few moments of walking into the first office and asking for something, that was, the anticipation of that was so hard. But then when we walked in the door, it was so easy to share our stories and to say what we were there for. And Josh, I'd like your input on that, because you did that as a parent. And Dave, you do this for a living, so you're used to it. But, you know, as someone who's not done it, it does seem really intimidating, and I don't want new families to be discouraged from joining us, because we teach everyone what to do before they walk in the door. We make it as easy as possible, and the satisfaction of doing something so big for all of our kids is so worth it. But, Josh, can you kind of quickly go through your first experience of your first meeting and what you thought about that, and some encouragement for new families who are considering attending but haven't yet?
Well, I was actually got pretty lucky with my first one. At the time, it was with my representative's office. And so I walked in, the meeting was all set up, and so I walked in and I said, you know, I'm here for this meeting. And I waited for a couple minutes, and the aide came out and got me, and I kind of did the little introduction of who Cherubs are and what we do and what CDH is. And we had some handouts and went through everything pretty quickly, and just told him how it affected our family. And then he asked some questions and I was able to answer most of them. But he was a really, really great aide, which made it really easy. But one of the biggest things is after I kind of got over, I was like, okay, this is just two people talking, and kind of got into the rhythm of answering his questions and having him engaged. One of the things that made the biggest difference to me was he told me, he said, I would much rather sit through my day and have meetings with parents or people like you who have, as opposed to professional lobbyists when it comes to things like this, because we want to hear how it affects the individuals. We want to know. And he's like, and I recognize that, you know, you're here at your own expense and that you've made the effort to do this. And he's like, and for me, that makes a much bigger impact on my day. And that's who we want to hear from. And he said, you know, some of these organizations that have a lot of NIH funding and a lot of recognition, he said the reason they have that is because parents like you were in offices like this 20 years ago and they never stopped. And so that was a huge support and push for me. So even, you know, if it's not, if there's a little, some more difficult questions or anything like that, just relying on that experience, remembering that even though it may not quite be going the way you hoped it would, you're still making a really positive impact and that those aides will remember you.
That's very true. Now, one of the things that we go over with families when we first meet them, their first trip to D.C., is exactly how legislation comes about, how it gets passed, what it means. And for many people, and myself included, when we first started doing this, it just seems some big abstract concept of government up there, and we just take for granted how bills are passed and laws are made and all that, and it just, unless, you know, that's part of your job or you're in government, it's a little bit overwhelming to a lot of our families. And what we have done is encourage families to visit Capitol Hill and take the tour and learn that way. And also we have little tricks like showing them, you know, the Saturday morning cartoon on I'm Just a Bill. That really is actually helpful and quite entertaining. And but it does seem like this far-fetched, huge goal that is out of reach when it's really not if we all work hard together. And, Dave, can you explain a little bit about lobbying itself and the procedures and a little bit about what we're doing?
Sure. And I guess first let me just echo what Josh said, because he's absolutely right. The folks who sort of have persuasive power in this are the constituents who are talking about their own experiences. So, you know, lobbyists are really only as good as the people who they're representing. So, you know, you don't need to have any particular amount of expertise in order to persuade people. You really just, you know, need to have a personal story and make a personal connection. But, you know, in terms of getting bills passed, Don, you mentioned that bill on Capitol Hill cartoon. It really is. It's accurate, right? You know, a bill gets introduced, it passes one house of Congress, it goes to the other, it passes that one. If it passes in the exact same fashion, then it goes to the president, it either gets signed or it gets vetoed. So it's rarely that simple. You know, there's a couple different kinds of bills. One of the main things we're going to be talking about up on the Hill is going to be the proclamation for April is CDH month. that proclamation will be looking to get it passed in the Senate and the House separately. Because it's a proclamation, we don't actually need it to pass both houses in the same way, and it doesn't go to the president. So what we're actually looking for is to have the House proclaim April to be CDH month and the Senate to proclaim April to be CDH month. Something else we're going to be talking about is appropriations bills. That's basically directing how much money the federal government has to spend. And appropriations bills pass the same way as regular bills in that they go through the House and then they go through the Senate and then they go to the president to be signed. But we are currently under something called a continuing resolution. So we are in the middle of fiscal year 2017, but we do not yet have a year-long FY 2017 appropriations bill passed. And so this is makes it challenging for the agencies. NIH can't actually spend their FY17 grant money until they get a year-long appropriations bill passed. And meanwhile, Congress and the administration are supposed to be already working on fiscal year 2018 appropriations. So the good news is we have been working with an organization called the Friends of the National Institutes of Children's Health, and we're talking to them and working with them on some funding requests for NIH overall for FY17 and FY2018, and that's going to be part of what we talk about when we go up to the Hill. We decided last year that it was important to try to coordinate as much as we can with other like-minded organizations that benefit from NIH funding so that we can speak with one voice. And that way, it's not just us talking on behalf of our kids, but it's us kind of combining with organizations that talk on behalf of people that, have all sorts of health issues, not just CDH.
Absolutely. And I was in D.C. last week and working with the rare disease organizations. There were 300 of us there trying to get legislation passed for more funding for all rare diseases. And even though CDH is not rare, by NIH standards it is. We're on the very common end of rare, but technically, according to them, it still is. It was really interesting to watch all the other organizations go through the same procedures that we have and have the same struggles that we have. And these are combined organizations with a $1 million budget for this event. And we're doing the same thing that they're doing on our teeny tiny little budget and having close to the same results. Now, they did get something passed, and that was for pushing for more drug money and drug research for all rare diseases. There's 7,000 rare diseases in the world that fit the criteria of a rare disease. And a disease is very different than a birth defect because a disease can be treated, whereas a birth defect can only be repaired or adjusted to. So we're working for different things, but at the end of the day, we're still helping all of our children because there are many commonalities with our children need the same medicines as some of these rare birth defects, and the same medical equipment needs to be invented, and the same awareness needs to be made of these children who need money. And the great part about that is we're learning from them and they're learning from us, and we're able to help and make better connections both ways. So I'll be going up there every year as part of their week and meeting and shaking hands. And Josh wants to join me next year, so we'll be doing that as well. But then also the meetings that we've been having at the NIH, and I've been able to go up there twice. And Dave, you have sat in on meetings for us with the Friends at NICHD, and we've been working with other organizations. And the more we have our faces in D.C., the more they'll remember us when the funding starts trickling down to help all of our kids. And it is so incredibly important that we're up there. And, Dave, I cannot thank you enough for tag-teaming with me to make all these meetings. It's so helpful to have you right there and able to get there when I can't and to represent us, because you do such a wonderful job doing so. We really appreciate that. And we're kind of just chipping away at all angles of D.C. to try to get money for these kids, because as all of you know, our children don't have the research money coming down. They just don't. They're not a priority up there. They're not a priority up there because we haven't made it a priority to be there. And that's what we are going to do more and more every year. And while it's wonderful that the three of us are there and a few other families are there every year that we can count on, we need bigger numbers. The more of us that we can get in D.C., the bigger voice that we have and the more they'll pay attention. And we can only meet with the offices where we have families they are present to represent. So Josh is representing Utah. Josh is flying in. We'll meet with representatives of Utah. We'll meet with senators. Maybe lucky enough to meet with other people in Utah that Josh is not in the district of. But we can't meet with people that are representing California or Arizona or Maine because we don't have the families from those states there. And that's why we need families to join us in D.C. to be the voices of all of the cherubs within their states. It's not just speaking for one child, you're speaking for every single family in your state. And that's a really big deal. And I oh my gosh, there's just so many different things that we're doing up there and so many different plans of attack to get the money for these kids that we need. And I feel like I'm forgetting something. Am I forgetting anything, gentlemen?
Well, Don, I don't know if you're forgetting, but there's a couple things that we've talked about that I think might be useful for folks to hear. Number one is if you're able to come to Washington, D.C., that's great. If you're not able to come, there are still opportunities and ways for you to get involved. Each of these members of Congress has offices back in the district, back in the states. You can go in to meet with people individually. You can call, you can write, you can email. So there's other ways to get involved, even if you can't make it out. You know, something else we've been talking about for the past couple months is, all right, you know, obviously funding is important. Research funding is important. You know, what are some of the issues that you as members of CHERUBS are dealing with, either as you know, parents or somebody who was born with CDH? What sort of things do you think you know, the federal government ought to be doing to help people in your situation? Whether it's, you know, research funding, you know, just anything that you're experiencing, that's the sort of feedback that would be really helpful for us as we're looking at, okay, what do we advocate for up on Capitol Hill? Because, you know, you all are the ones who are going through this, and, you know, we need that sort of feedback from you. So, I mean, Dawn is obviously accessible. Everybody can get in touch with Dawn on Facebook or via email. I'm available. My email is fingerdave@yahoo.com, fingerdave@yahoo.com. So if there are people who would like to be involved, if you'd like to contact your congressional offices, if you'd like to get involved with advocating for something, maybe it's something CHERUBS is already advocating for, maybe it's something that we're not, but you think that we ought to be. You know, I think we're open to all of that. We'd just like to get more people engaged. So please contact us, reach out to us, and get engaged. If you want to be involved, we will definitely find a way to get you involved, whether that means coming to D.C. or you know, for the time being, doing it from home and being engaged that way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We need families. Every corner of the country calling in and helping and doing so from home. They can't be with us as well. And I just posted the phone number that people can call in if they have any questions or suggestions. We'd love to hear from anyone. The number to call in is 929-477-3783. And we're just going to give people a few minutes to see if anyone has any questions or they would like to call in and talk to any of us or all of us about anything to do with lobbying and raising awareness and research money on Capitol Hill. Josh, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, I was just going to say, so we have a researcher here in Utah that we've been working really closely with, and who's just fantastic and doing some really great CDH research. And she'll be presenting at the conference in Salt Lake City this year. So there's a little shameless plug for the conference. But in talking to her, because she's an NIH-funded lab, and so she has program officers and different things that she works with at NIH, and she has told me that what we're doing is making a difference, because there are congressional offices that are making inquiries to NIH every single year. NIH knows who we are because they know that she does the CDH research and everything, and when they hear CHERUBS and they know CDH, then they're like, hey, do you know who these CHERUBS people are? Do you know? Because we're hearing a lot. And so it is working. We are getting known. We are getting recognized. There is chatter in NIH. There are things that are working. And it's actually making a visible, tangible difference. They, you know, we're not just shouting into the wind and having it blow back at us. It's getting to the ears that it needs to be getting to. And so that's really encouraging, and hopefully will give people confidence to come out and join us so that we can do even more of that.
Absolutely. That's been really encouraging for us. And Gab has been a huge help with us coming out 2 years ago to go to meetings with us. It makes a big difference when congressmen can hear not only the family side, but the researcher side as well. Hear the researchers say, we really believe in helping these children. We're really trying really hard, but we don't have the funding to further our work, and we need help so that we can help these families. Makes a big difference. And Gab has come out with us, and David Case has flown up to come out with us. And we're really lucky that the doctors and the researchers work so well with our organization and helping us to help them help our children. So we really appreciate them, and hopefully we can get more researchers to D.C. with us in the future, because it definitely does make a difference to hear that side of things. And I have to say that everyone at NIH, everyone at NICHD, and everyone that we have come in contact with D.C. has been incredibly helpful and sympathetic to our cause. And while everyone wants to help, you still have to move those chess pieces to get the checkmate, to get the goal that we want at the end, and that's more funding for these kids. So it just takes some time and a little bit of effort from everyone, and not just CHERBS. We need the whole CDH community, every charity, every hospital working together to make this happen faster, because even though we're the world's oldest and largest CDH charity, and we have thousands of families within our membership, the more of us that work together, the faster we can get this research money for our kids. And so, you know, we encourage everyone to contact us and work with us. And we've had several other charities join us in D.C. as well. So if anyone's interested in doing that, you can reach me at dawn.ireland@cherubs.org or give me a call directly at 919-610-0129. And we would love to have a bigger voice, all of us together, because the only thing that really matters is getting research for these kids and saving their lives. And so I am just going to give any callers just 3 more minutes to see if anyone's going to call in, has any questions. I know that there were families that did have some questions that wanted to call in, but it is in the middle of work day, and that's kind of hard to do, and I understand that. But we will be in D.C. in 3 weeks, and what our plan is, because several people have asked that, is we meet early in the morning the first day that we lobby. We go over everything of what to say, what not to say, how the procedure is. We give everyone information and maps and leaflets, and everyone has a group leader, so no one is left struggling figuring out where to go or what to say on their own. We make sure everyone knows what they're doing and that everyone feels confident in what they're doing before we ever go to the first meeting. And after we do that, then we all go off. We usually have 3 groups. It depends on how many families we have. We may have many more. We may have less. And then we start our first meetings. And there's always a leader within the first meeting who's been to these meetings before, who can kind of guide the conversation so that everyone is included, everyone's story is told, everyone's child is honored and remembered, and that everyone makes it to their meetings on time. And so we try to break it up, the House one day and the Senate one day. And so that's our goal again this year, because it's a lot less walking that way if we do that. And you may meet with a representative or a senator. You may meet with their aide. Regardless, it's important to meet with someone in that office. And often the aides are the ones who are doing all the work as far as writing and editing it and pushing it through. And they're sometimes a better contact than the actual senator or representative because, not to negate what senators or representatives do. They're huge. You know, they're our people on Capitol Hill, but the aides are just as important, and the staff is equally important. So whoever we meet with in each office is a big deal, and it's another step closer to helping our kids. And then in between meetings, you have time to talk to other families and share your stories and bond friendships over this common trauma that we've all been through. And we have families who met in D.C. that will be lifelong friends. And that's the other great part about coming together is you build those relationships and those bonds, and you meet other people, and you know you're not alone, and we're all fighting for the same thing together. And that gives us the power to fight CDH that we don't have by ourselves. So that's a really big deal as well. And I think that's it. If you have not registered for the event, you need to do so ASAP so I can get your meeting set up, because it does take some time to do. You cannot wait till the last minute because their schedules fill up quickly. So email me at dawn.ireland@cherubs.org if you're interested in attending. If you have any questions, you can find me and Josh and Dave on Facebook. We'll all post on the group page so that you can ask any of us questions. Is there anything else that either one of you gentlemen would like to add?
No, I think we covered it all. This has been great. Thanks, Don.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Dave. Josh?
I was just going to say, just hopefully we get some people out. We can get some more offices. Because like you said, we can't get in the doors if we don't have the people there.
Right. Well, thank you both for all that you're doing to help our charity and our cause, and for taking the time out of your lives and your work and from your families to be on Capitol Hill with us to help fight CDH. I appreciate what you're doing, and I know everyone else does, and I look forward to seeing you both in 3 weeks in D.C.
Great. Thanks, Don.
Thank you both.
I'll see you there. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, everyone, I am going to give you that email address one more time. It is dawn.ireland@cherubs.org. Email me and let me know that you're interested in attending the lobbying with us on Capitol Hill on March 28th and 29th of, that's this month, that's in 3 weeks. If you need a place to stay, we can give you some information on that. If you need other information on D.C., we can give you information on that. We're meeting on a Monday and a Tuesday, so if you come in early, you can see the sights in D.C. on Saturday and Sunday, and that's a lot of fun for families. And also, we didn't say, but it's very important to know, that kids are welcome to join us in these meetings. So don't feel like you need to find a babysitter. Bring your children with you. And actually, we encourage the cherubs and siblings to come. That makes it more real, representatives and the senators and their staff, to see actual patients. And if you have any questions at all, please contact us. We are more than happy to answer anything at all about what we're doing in D.C. And we hope to see you there. And you can keep up with updates on our Facebook event page or on our website at www.cherubs.org. And we'll see you in a couple weeks. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Can you hear my voice this time?
This is my life song. Take back my life song. Living right now. Ah! My cup was torn off. So you're now a piece from nothing. I'm from a sweet soul. And I really can't believe. So I'll set that to last.
Welcome to